Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, Jason, I've been around you long enough to know you're a team guy and you're going to do whatever's asked, but I know it's not easy either.
No, it's not easy. It's tough, but what can you do? You just play whenever you play, and when you don't play, you just support your teammates in whatever area you can by showing up to work and working hard, so I'm not going to change my approach to that. I mean, obviously, everyone wants to play. I know I'm older. I still know I can play. I still know I can compete. And, but I mean, I'm sure they have the reasons why they want to see guys. And I get that. I know where we're at in the season and stuff like that. I've been long enough to understand those situations And yeah, so it is what it is, I guess.
And I was going to say, too, you've been around long enough, you're not going to sit around and complain. Is that really going to accomplish anything if you do?
No, it's not good for me. It's not good for them. It's not good for the group. I think I've been a part of trying to help this culture change, and there has been change, and I felt like I've helped in that area. But, and by not playing and coming in here and sitting here and pouting is not going to do me any good. It's not going to do my teammates, and it's not going to help change what we worked so hard to change.
Now, even though you didn't play in the game, you had to like what you saw against St. Louis, and so did the fans. I mean, the fans were going crazy watching the team, and it had to be nice to see the team finally respond like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it was towards the end. We were actually down here at that point, but you could hear it from down here. I think there was shift where guys were kind of running around and a lot of hits.
All five of them.
Yeah, a lot of hits were exchanged, and it was fun to see for sure. I think Larry had a really good game. It was fun to see him play well. Neil's picked up a couple assists, made a nice play. So, I mean, it's good for those guys to contribute offensively. And I mean, we're going to need everyone to pull in the same direction to turn this around and to have more success. So it's good to see guys get rewarded for sure.
Can you guys as a team though hold up that game and say, look, when hockey's fun, we can go out and play well. When we play well, hockey's fun. And we can have a winning attitude when we're enjoying ourselves out there.
Well, winning makes it fun, right, for everyone. So when you win, it's a lot more enjoyable to come to the rink. We put in a good effort. It was back-to-back nights. We showed up, competed, and worked hard and found a way to win. So I think you could tell today by the mood. We had won our last game and everyone was upbeat and feeling pretty good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.